Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to start by talking about transportation issues. This is a thing that has been brought up for seemingly years now in Harrisburg, and recently Governor Rendell released the results of a poll that he had done that says the public supports increased transportation funding. Talk to us about what this poll really means and where the folks really stand on this issue.
Well, I certainly don't know all the details of the poll that the governor released, but certainly poll numbers are something that we look at. However, I think we have to look at the details, and I don't put a lot into polls. So the governor has been doing a bus tour across the state trying to drum up additional support for increasing taxes for transportation. And I will acknowledge that it's very likely that we need additional transportation dollars. But first and foremost, I think we have to look at the transportation dollars that we currently have in this state and make sure that we're spending them in a wise manner. A lot of people in Harrisburg don't want to acknowledge that. They just want to look for additional revenue. Well, let's make sure we're spending the money we have now in a wise manner before looking for additional revenue. Now, after that, it is likely that we will need some additional revenue, and there's a lot of different plans out there as to where to get that revenue. Certainly, the governor's pushing for a gasoline tax increase. He's also looking at a state driver's license fee increase, car registration fee increases, even coming up with a proposal to install electronic surveillance cameras on the turnpike and on the interstates to catch people who are not insured or have different violations. So there's a lot of plans out there. But I think the key is to take a step back and make sure we're spending the money in a wise manner right now.
Speaking of spending money in a wise manner, you brought that up a couple of times. What are some of the mismanagement issues that you see going on with some of the federal money that's coming in? And what makes you doubt that all of these problems are as bad as they may seem?
Well, we have to take a close look at where the money's going right now. And there's a couple of things that stick out. For the last few years, Governor Rendell has been flexing. It's called taking federal highway money that's coming to Pennsylvania from the federal government and flexing it and giving it to the mass transit agencies and particularly a large amount to the mass transit agencies in the large cities. And I think that's the wrong way to go, to take federal highway money that's designated for roads and bridges and to supposedly flex it to those agencies is wrong. And that's one area that I think needs to be looked at closer and corrected before we move forward.
And Representative Causer, I understand that you recently had a meeting with some other legislators, meeting with PennDOT and talking about some local highway projects that need to be done in your area. Talk to us about what you heard when you met with these officials.
Well, certainly talking with our local officials out of our PennDOT district office in Clearfield, Representative Kathy Rapp and I met with District Executive Kevin Klein this week to talk about the local impact and projects that are on the books right now, projects that may not be able to be completed without additional revenue, basically taking a look ahead at what they plan to do in the future with projects and just in a status of where we are right now. So it was very informative, and I was glad to meet with the PennDOT folks this week.
And I understand that there's another issue circulating around the state dealing with some recently introduced legislation that would eliminate local government and replace it with county government. Now, this obviously makes some sense in the larger, more urban areas of the state, but in more rural areas, it doesn't make as much sense. Talk to us about your feelings on this issue.
Well, there was a hearing done this week on that particular piece of legislation, and really it's a drastic change in that it would eliminate all local governments and consolidate everything into one county government, whereby all local governments would be eliminated. And I think that's the wrong approach. I think there are opportunities possibly for municipalities to merge or have joint agreements to provide services, but for state government to step in and eliminate all local governments in a county is the wrong approach. So I certainly would oppose that, and I think that's a drastic step.
And finally, I understand that in a few weeks you have a senior expo coming up. Talk to us about that.
Well, last week I hosted the first senior expo at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. It was very well attended, and I'm looking forward to hosting a second event on October 8th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County, and certainly want to encourage everyone to come out to that expo.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.